Right, good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on the 6th of July, the first semi-final day. As always, I've got my partner in crime, I guess, Scotty Boy. How are you, son?
Buongiorno, amico mio.
Fuck's sake. I wish you'd give me warning you're going to do this bollocks. What's that this morning?
That's Italian for good morning, my friend.
I can tell you that I've been to Italy quite a few times. I've got one of my best mates is Italian. We've got a lovely guy on FTS, Nicola Trader. He's Italian. I've taken him to Spurs, to the new stadium. Lovely, lovely guy he is. And none of them sound a bit like that, son, that just came out of your mouth.
But I think it's because I'm unique.
You are unique. You've become a bit of a sort of cult. I mean, you've seen it on Twitter. People asking me to post
Yeah.
your outfits, which of course I would never do. I wouldn't ever
Yeah, I respect that.
invade your privacy by saying have a look at this Muppet and putting a picture up. I would just wouldn't do
Yeah,
it.
you can say it, but you could just can't show it.
So
Yeah.
the only sort of option I've got is to try and describe, say what you see. It's a bit like catchphrase, isn't it? Say what you see.
Yeah.
Some of the times I'm not really sure what I see. But you're quite respectable. You've taken the drawing that I had, or my son had, of Izzy that you gave me for my birthday. You've put that as your background, which is beautiful. I had that framed and hung in our house this week, funnily enough. And you've got a shirt on, which is half respectable. It's just a bit of a sort of tablecloth that you've put on,
Yeah,
really.
but it's a nice tablecloth.
Yeah, it's actually not bad. No, I have to say that's probably the top outfit of the whole podcast.
I take that as a compliment. Thank you very much.
So with like three to go, you've
I'm
done up.
up my game.
You finally got there.
Yeah.
What else have we got? What else have we got? I'm getting a load of stick. I know the games tomorrow will cover it. I am getting so much stick about my views on Southgate that actually all it's done to me is sort of harden my stance how fucking stupid the English people are. Because we do go completely over the top. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
I thought the jocks went completely over the top when they got a nil-nil with us. I thought the reaction to that, it was like they'd won the World Cup. You come and
Yeah.
got a nil-nil draw, guys, calm yourselves down. But the react England haven't, you know, we've that Ukraine, it's a fantastic result. I want them to win it.
I thought we'd win France 4-0, not
It's
Ukraine.
a great result, but they're 24th in the world and we beat them 4-0.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't played anyone, even Germany. I mean, Germany, you know, that team it's 12th or something in the world. Croatia, 14th. The Czechs, 40th. Scotland, 44th. You know, we may well win it, and we could win it just because of the fact that we've actually got really good players.
Yeah, not the
We have
manager,
got.
yeah.
We have genuinely. I actually think this team could win it if Southgate was sat at home on his sofa.
Yeah, it was one of our best squad for a long time, isn't it?
That's my view. And oh, your principles, you spoil. Why am I spoiling it? I just choose not to watch it. The guy winds me up.
Yeah, I find it entertaining. It's not spoiling.
You know, it's like I've got. I mean, Kevin Kelly. I can't remember what game. Might have been the Germany game. I can't remember how the order of games has gone. Was Germany before Ukraine?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and in that game he texts, "What's the point of Harry Kane?"
Yeah,
He
I
texts,
saw that you posted
"What's the
that.
point of Harry Kane?" Big capital letters. I don't know what had happened. Obviously, Kane must have missed a chance or not done
Yeah,
something.
he
But he
did.
texts me, "What's the point of Harry Kane?"
First half,
And
yeah.
then 3 minutes into the Ukraine game, he's tweeting on Twitter, "Harry Kane, fantastic." The difference for me, I'm just a man of principle. I still think Gareth Southgate threw away the chance to win a World Cup. Gareth Southgate's record against top 10 clubs is piss poor. It's dreadful. He's been desperate. You can only beat what's in front of you. He's been desperately lucky with the draw. You know, that France, Germany, Portugal group on the last day, we were playing all of them at one stage.
Yeah, we were.
If we turned up against France or Portugal, may well have been different. I think we were fortunate that we ended up getting Germany out of the
It would
three.
have definitely been harder, yeah.
You know, we've not done anything unexpected. We've gone off around 1.5 in four out the five games we've played.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
We're not like blowing teams away that we shouldn't be, which would be really impressive. He's just doing what should do brilliant. And it's fantastic. The country's been through a load of shit. It is absolutely fantastic that people are out drinking in the pubs, dancing up and down. And I do genuinely hope they win it. But that doesn't mean that he's any less of a fraud if they win it.
No.
We have got the best squad left. So he can
We have.
He can only fuck it up. Without doubt. I mean, people are saying, you know, we've got Champions League winners. We've got Premier League winners. We've got Golden Boot winners. We got a fantastic squad going into it. The one thing I'll give him, he has brought about a team spirit. Without doubt. I think he has.
Yeah, excellent team spirit.
He has brought them all together. But that's not my beef with him is tactically, I think he's not up to it. And that's it. So I quite like the fact that people are giving me stick about it, I'll be honest. But we'll get back to that tomorrow. And on the country being in great spirits, did you watch the announcement from... the clown last night?
Is that the July 19th? There's no social distance of any kind, etc.
Yeah. Any views on it?
I got to admit, you probably won't agree, but we're a little bit cautious, as you know. So we were surprised that it was everything.
No, I'm not. I don't have a massive view. We have at some stage got to get back to normal.
But we did say that as well, didn't we? That, you know, we know that. Yeah.
The one thing I know is everything that Boris does turns into a fucking disaster. So I doubt this will. I mean, I think a lot of people are going to get ill, you know, and.
Yeah, winter again at some point.
And it's the extent of that, which we, you know, it is an unknown, isn't it? But another thing that cracks me up is the mask. Where have we suddenly developed into everything turns into a them on us, doesn't it? The mask debate. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't. Why is there people chipping in? Because you can see what's going to happen. There's going to be people, particularly in London, getting on the tube with a mask on, which is perfectly their right to do. Yeah. You know, and other countries accept it. In Asia and places you go like that. I mean, if you go to Vegas, the Asian community all wear masks walking around Vegas. There's smoking inside and this, that and the other. But you're going to get people going on tubes and people who don't wear masks abusing them.
Which is crazy. I don't know
why people can't be left to do what they want to do. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. The science does seem to back up that they don't stop COVID, but they reduce infection. You know, the infection numbers come down. They did a study on 15 states in America where it was proven in those 15 states the infection rates dropped after mask mandates. If you want to wear them. But I don't see why other people have to come in, stop wearing your fucking mask and this. I just don't get it. I don't get any of it. But
when we were cautious about it, but we did say this morning, that someone had said, but we're going to be living for COVID forevermore now. So you can't just stay with no social distance. So we've got to move on at some point.
Yeah, we have got to move, and we've got to try and find a way to live it. And what we don't want to do is we don't want to stigmatise people who are wearing masks and things because they think it'll help. If that's that's what people want to do, let them get on with it. I think we'll all live differently. You know, you unnecessary trips. Do I need to go up there? Do I want to go there? It'll be crowded. Yeah. I think people will think twice about things like that. There'll be other people who just charge on ahead. You know, but we're not going to know the effects of it and long COVID and things probably till the winter time, and we'll see what the numbers are. I didn't see all of it, but I didn't feel that the two scientists were sharing his view. We've just got to, you know, we've got to get on with this, isn't he? He's just one of them, and
we just heard the headline and that was it.
He's just a bluffer. Right. Anyway, people aren't here for my views or your views on COVID or dress sense or.
They certainly wouldn't want my views, that's for sure.
Let's get on with tonight's game, which I'm going to.
Yeah, I'm well envious.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Could be potentially one of the games of the tournament.
For sure.
So we have Spain versus Italy. We have Italy are 2.54. Spain are 3.25. The draw is 3.3. I don't think I'm being it sort of too over the top by saying I think Italy have been the team of the tournament so far, despite sort of all the noise around England. I do think Italy have been the team of the tournament, overcoming Belgium in the quarterfinal. They've lost Spinazzola, which I think is a bit of a loss for them, because he has been fantastic. I said before the last game, need to play Chiesa, which he did. So it'll be interesting to see how they play. I think Mancini's a very good manager personally, and I think that he will have the better of Spain. Spain come into the game having unbeaten in 13, but I think six or seven of those have been draws. Kind of what we've talked about every game they've played. I know I sort of talk about them being blunt up top, but they've scored more goals in the Euros than they've ever scored because of those two games, Croatia and Slovakia, when they banged five in. That's what I've just noticed watching them. They have a lot of the ball, a lot of pretty football. Sort of reminded me a bit like Arsenal when Arsenal started on the decline.
Oh, yeah.
You know, once they lost players like Henri, still had a lot of the ball, tippy-tapping it around, but nothing to finish it off.
Yeah.
Ended up relying heavily on Sanchez for goals in the end. But that's how I've sort of seen...
And it can be a boring watch when there's no end.
Yeah, I've just looked at them and think, yeah, you can do all that, but what's actually on the end of it?
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be a walkover. I think this is going to be a really good game. I think it'll be a good tactical battle. Whether Italy lets Spain have the ball and say, come at us and see if they can hit them on the counter. I'm really interested. I think the Italian back line are more than capable of coping with the likes of Marino and Morata. I'm really looking forward to it. And I have got a bet in it for me. I do.
I think I know what it'll be.
What's it going to be?
Well, I think I'll be amazed if you don't do the over 1.5.
It is my standard over 1.5 goals. I don't know how many times I've said this now on this
podcast. Yeah, I was going to say, I've forgotten what the criteria is.
Well, you might have a first-time listener, Scott, so you have to say it all. It's over 1.5 goals if 0-0 on 20 minutes. It's drip at 1 point staking, backing it on 20, 27 and 35. If a goal goes in, when you've got any part of your stake match, just remove your liability, so leave the profit on the overs, scratch on the unders. If it goes in too late that it only leaves red, let the bet run, risk a point and hope we get the second goal for the full win. I do think we'll see at least a couple of goals. I do think Italy will win. We need to also, because we backed Italy pre-tournament.
Oh, yeah.
We need just to save that again. So in the two qualify market, Italy are 1.81 to lay. So we've backed them pre-tournament. We gave a little bit back in the Belgian game laying there. We're going to lay them to qualify tonight at 1.81. So lay them for a point, but only if you back them pre-event, only if you took the 9.x pre-event.
1 point stake, 0.81 risk.
That's it. 1 point stake, 0.81 risk. So if they don't get it, we've basically covered our pre-tournament back and given, if they do win, we've given a 0.81 of the profit back and we've got them riding into the final then.
Yeah.
We can either end up scratch or we're going to end up looking at 4 or 5 points profit, hopefully, over the whole thing. But I might green it all up in the final. We'll see how we go. Right, that's me done. Over to you.
Right, okay. Quite a lot. Spain come into this after a pretty unconvincing performance vs. the Swiss. They took the lead after 8 minutes with their only shot on target of the half and played with a little urgency after that and only had one shot on target in the second half also, and even took Morata off after 55 minutes, which really surprised me. Then on 68 minutes, the Swiss deservedly equalised, and at that point I was starting to think about a possible shock. But then on 77 minutes, they went down to 10 men. They were very much in the game and had 9 corners themselves, and they held on for extra time. Spain against 10 men did go for it and had 8 shots on target in extra time, but just couldn't score. And Mourinho was woeful again in front of goal, missing 2 easy chances, and they needed to win on penalties to go through. That was their 4th time they've won via a penalty shootout at the European Championships. To think the Swiss side are the same side that were outclassed by Italy 3-0 in Rome and came 3rd behind Wales in the group stages here, that could be a very useful form guide. Spain have been goal crazy at these Euros so far, scored 12 in their 5 games. But when you consider how many chances they have missed, it could honestly have been 20 plus. And if they still had the quality of a David Villa or a Fernando Torres up front, surely the race for the golden boot would be all over. As far as Italy coming to this having knocked out FIFA-ranked 1 Belgium 2-1 last time out in what was a truly fantastic game between 2 excellent sides. And funny really is I felt Italy deserved to go through, but when you analyse the game and look at the chances missed by Belgium, they could have easily have had 2 or more themselves. And some would say a draw in extra time would not have been unfair on them. And as a neutral, I would have loved to have seen another 30 minutes. Italy showed against a good side they certainly can be got at the back, and Doku gave them masses of problems. The plus for them is Spain, as already mentioned, may waste a high percent of chances with no top-class finisher. The head-to-head shows they last met in qualification for the 2018 World Cup, with Spain finishing top and Italy second, and Spain won 3-0 at home and drew 1-1 away. They did meet at the Euro finals in 2016, in the round of 16, and Italy won that 2-0, and Chiellini, their captain, scored the opening goal of the game. This is Italy's 12th semi-final at a major tournament, and the only European side to better that is Germany with 20. They are now unbeaten in their last 32 international, which is unreal, and that should continue today. As far as bets, I've got three. I'm going match cards over 3.5. Sporting Index go 42 to 46. They're expecting 5 or more, so we can get on needing 4 or more. Bet 365 go 1.73. Marathon 1.8. Sky Bet just 1.53, which for me is closer to maybe where it should be. But I will go with a slightly lower price of Bet 365 as a Reds count, unlike Marathon Bet. At the Euros in Spain games, this has landed in 3 from 5. And Italy's just 1 from 5, but I have seen all Italy's games, and but for lenient refereeing at times, there should have been more cards than 2 to 3 of their games. Head-to-head shows in 6 competitive meetings, there's an average of 4.5 cards per game. And this being a semi-final, I'm hopeful we will see more of the same. And looking at the odds and lines, etc., plenty feel the same. The referee is a German, F. Birch, or Britch, or something. I've got to admit, I thought he's quite lenient here. He's done 4 games at the Euros and given just 6 cards, 5 of which were in the Belgium v Portugal match. But he has done a World Cup qualifier in October 2016 between the two that ended 1-1, and he gave out 8 cards in that match, 5 to Spain and 3 to Italy. And more of the same today would be nice. He's done 44 competitive internationals and averaged 3.84 cards a game. My next bet is at similar lines to yours. Match over 2 goal line. I'm very happy with this because it means 2 goals only, we get our money back. Sporting Index go 2.25 to 2.45. I've got 1.73 on the exchange, 1.71 Pinnacle, and only 1.67 Marathon, 1.65 Bet365. Italy's 5 games at the Euros have seen this land 3 from 5. And 4 for 5 for Spain have seen at least money back, and 2 for 5 from the outright win. Like already stated, though, all these games should have seen this land, but for the finishing. The head-to-head shows in the last 6 competitive meetings, we've got at least our money back in 4 and collected the full on 2 of them. Interesting stat is that Italy and Spain are placed 1st and 2nd in the tournament for average number of shots attempted per game. Italy 20.2 and Spain 19. So let's hope for more of the same today and a few go in. And my final bet, and I really like this, is Spain total corners over 4.5 or 5 or more. Sporting Index go 4.9 to 5.2, meaning you need to bite and you get 6 to get 6. Spain have got at least 5 corners in all their games at the Euro so far. And Italy, in their toughest game so far last time out, conceded 9 v Belgium in an end-to-end game. And I like that Italy are not a team that dominate a game against a better side, and they tend to be more end-to-end. And that's perfect setup for this selection. Plus, I believe Italy will knock out Spain, and that means Spain may have periods in the game where they are behind, trying to get back level, which is nice for corners. Add to that, Spain, more so than Italy, do try to dominate the ball, which helps corners also. Head-to-head shows in the last 5 played, not allowing for the Confederations Cup where corner data was not available, Spain averaged 7.2 corners, and it's 1 in 2 of the last 3 with 4, then 13 and 9. So, yeah, that's me.
Okay, son. Right, well, best of luck with that.
Yeah, and yourself?
Mine's nailed on, son.
I do think yours is pretty nailed on.
You just want a goal on the 36th minute, and it's happy days, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Have we got anything else to discuss? Anything else? I can't think of anything. Ultimate's all done. People have joined. That'll be off and running. I'll be helping people out through the next couple of weeks with that.
And is because it was is it now available to general release to everybody now?
Yeah, there's a link on Twitter. Yeah, anybody can. I think I posted a couple of links on Twitter. We got a few spaces if people want to sign up. It's brilliant. It is genuinely brilliant this year. I think it's fantastic. And I think we'll be a lot better placed without the football program being as intense as it was last year to
And fans back as well.
Yeah, to help people and I mean, obviously with that statement yesterday, I think that means that it's full capacity.
That's
is it?
That's what they're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I did think that wouldn't happen. I'll be honest. I mean, I've said in here many times. I think it would be middle of next year before we saw.
And I certainly agree with that. Yeah.
I'm not sure whether Spurs will attract 60,000 now. Anyway, to be honest.
Maybe not.
Probably be about me and Suggsy.
Yeah, you'll still be perfectly social distance there, I'm sure.
Yeah, me and Suggsy and a few others, particularly when we've got about 3 points after five games. You'll see that story about, did one other thing, see that story about Barcelona? I don't know whether this is all true.
I knew they were having financial issues.
And you can see why these clubs wanted that Super League. I mean, apparently they've bought these four players and can't register them to play because they can't. They've spent over 100% of their income on wages or something. I mean, I don't know, because Messi's out of contract. I don't know what they do there.
He's a free agent at the moment, isn't he?
What was staggering was that, I mean, I don't know how much they pay him, but it's fortunes, is the amount of money he brings into the club. I mean, if he he is coming to the end. Once he goes, they are going to be in real trouble. Real.
They are.
Now, it is sort of a bit like AC Milan of years when they had Kaká and Ronaldinho and everybody going there, and it all sort of fell down on them, and they've been out of the limelight for a good number of years now.
Yeah.
Staggering to think that could be Barcelona, and I would imagine Real Madrid are probably in a similar situation.
I was just about
situation.
To say that I think they've got issues themselves.
Yeah.
Not quite as bad.
Yeah, and you hear this guy coming to Tottenham, Paratici, you know, he sort of left Juve and people are saying he's left a load of players there on massive wages.
Yeah.
It is unsustainable, and it just shows you that it's the old juggling the balls in the air.
Yeah.
And hope you can keep them up there. But once one drops, then I think the ins and outs of the finance of this football is going to be quite interesting. They were so adamant to get this Super League.
Yeah.
And it's obviously for a reason that they are, you know, they've said themselves, haven't they, that it's unsustainable, but it's them who've made it unsustainable and got themselves in these positions. But that is mad. I mean, I'm really interested to see how that plays out when the Euros ends, because it's almost like you're going to have a Barcelona fire sale trying to get some pretty quality players. Just so that they can get some.
I've seen a few, like Umiti, I think, they're always free because they just need to get the wages off their books.
Yeah, Coutinho, people like that. And the thing is now, when they're offering them to clubs know they're in the shot. It's like if Spurs sold Harry Kane, clubs know they've got 100-odd million.
Yeah.
So if they want to buy, they're going to whack five.
Yeah, inflate the prices.
And with Barcelona, you know, people who want to, you know, you can have Coutinho, because we need to get rid of him, but the clubs who are going to be interested are going to try and get him for absolute peanuts.
Yeah, so they need the money.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how that develops.
I suppose when you think about it, Nou Camp, does that hold like 100,000?
Yeah.
And not be getting that revenue?
No, well, that's right. That's exactly it. Yeah. And it's everything. I mean, that's one of the things Spurs say. It's everything that goes with it. I mean, every time Suggsy goes to Spurs, he has about 8 pints of Heineken. So, you know, that's, what, 300-odd pints that they've done out of last year. So there we go. All right, mate. Right, well, we'll be back. I might be a little bit jaded tomorrow, so it might be a little
bit late. That's right. I'm willing to keep the brightness going.
It might be a little bit later. I don't know what today is going to hold for me.
I hope you have a fantastic time. You're going to have a drink in that beforehand? Well, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, well, the guy I'm going with is a professional drinker, so I don't know how this is going to end up. But
I hope you make it back safely as well.
But we'll see. Yeah, it's the guy I went with when I met Frankie Dettori last year, and I ended up in that flipping bar.
Yeah, I remember. I saw the picture. Yeah.
I ended up in that bar in London, which I can't even remember, Sexy Tiger or something, till God knows what time in the morning.
Sort of like, almost like they knew you were going in.
Yeah, so I'm just hopeful that the game won't finish till game won't finish till 10, half 10, will it? Something like that.
Yeah, and if there's actually, so are you one of these people, because I know if I was there, I'm thinking, I've got to get back home. You're probably not like that. I'd be thinking, oh God, I hope we don't get a bloody penalties because I'm going to be here ages.
Yeah, I mean, I quite like the drama of all that.
I like the drama because then you've got it even later that you get back. Yeah.
Well, it will mean for me that it will be an Uber back to Kent as opposed to a train. Yeah. But we'll see what happens. All right, mate.
All right, arrivederci.
Very good. Very nice outfit. And I'll speak to you in the morning.
Yeah, all right, have fun.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye.